Hey, you're tuned into Met Radio in Toronto on 1280 AM CJTM. This is your community update for the Local Journalism Initiative. I'm Mia Johnson. There's been a lot of excitement around heat pumps. They're a green alternative to traditional gas-powered systems. They bring us closer to meeting our climate goals here in Toronto, and they're also more cost-effective. But only 4% of people in Ontario actually own one. Though usage is rising, what's more popular is still a forced gas furnace. Take it from Tony, who I met in an Uber. Tony Contardi is a homeowner himself. He lives in Woodbridge now, but back when he lived in the city at his old place, he had a heat pump. Heat pumps use electricity to heat and cool your home. You can think of them kind of like a backwards air conditioner. They were available on the market 10 years ago, but couldn't handle anything below negative 10 degrees. Not exactly built for Canadian winters. That's what Michelle York told us. She works out of the Toronto-based company Energy Neighbor, whose mission is making clean energy retrofits more accessible to homeowners. That means as an energy advisor, she's helping people navigate government regulations and grants that could cover some of the upfront costs of heat pumps and performing an energy audit, which finds out how much energy the home needs to keep it warm or cool, depending on the season. An energy audit will also determine whether any energy in your house is going to waste. Here's Michelle York. Newer models function now more efficiently in colder climates, she says, anywhere from negative 25 to negative 30 degrees Celsius. Someone like Tony Contardi wants to be more green, but he's not so convinced that heat pumps are the future. But another homeowner who lives in Toronto's West End is having the opposite experience. After buying a bungalow in Runnymede, Catherine Schultz and her partner Janet made the switch to a heat pump last year. When they moved in, the air conditioner was already 25 years old, the water heater was a rental, and the furnace was midlife. When we spoke with her in January, she told us retrofitting her home was the best option. And motivated she was. To retrofit her house, she got an air heat pump, a water heat pump installed, and replaced her windows. Properly insulating her home was also an energy saver. We came by and paid her a visit. It was one of the coldest days in January. We wanted to see how the heat pump held up. The primary source of planet-warming greenhouse gases in Toronto are from homes and buildings. That's according to the city's website. Part of the city's climate strategy is to make reductions to those greenhouse gas emissions and be accountable for what people are emitting, which homeowners like Catherine took into consideration when doing renovations on her home. Now, not everybody has the luxury of time. Our energy advisor for this story, Michelle Yort, said we are creatures of habit. We like doing what's familiar to us. For a lot of people, that's continuing to use the systems we've used before. Because if it's not broken, why fix it? Well, costs can vary depending on your home and the type of heat pump your house needs. In most Toronto homes, the upfront price for an air source heat pump that's centrally ducted can be anywhere from $14,000 to $22,000 before taxes and any applicable government funding. Money is definitely a deterrent. Looking at the latest RBC financial flexibility poll, most people in Ontario can agree that everyday living costs are out of control. City staff have said that multiple actions on a global, federal, and provincial scale impact Toronto's ability to successfully meet climate standards. Specifically, the federal government failed to renew programs like the Canada Greener Homes Grant that help Canadians make retrofits with no upfront cost. This saw a lot of success in the Maritimes, Prince Edward Islanders in particular. PEI installed more than 12,000 heat pumps since that federal program launched in early 2023. Regional reports from the LJI indicated more than 8,000 applicants were in queue this time last year for that grant. For Torontonians, newly added funding to the city's home energy program is helping fill some of those gaps in subsidies. That's the program Catherine took advantage of. That's why heat pumps are a valued solution. When Catherine decarbonized her home, she cut down on almost half of her greenhouse gas emissions. There were upfront costs, sure. But between government rebates, reasonable interest fees, and a low-maintenance system, Catherine says the case study confirmed she'll save more than $11,000 over the life of the appliance. So that's anywhere over the next 15 to 20 years. James Nolan is the executive director of the Environment, Climate, and Forestry Division for the city. In an email to Met Radio, he said in 2025, the city assisted with 40 heat pump installations through just over $1 million in financing. He estimated the new funding in the 2026 budget would support at least 1,000 homeowners with installations over the next 4 years. Now, while it's a step in the right direction, climate justice advocate Howson Chong says the city can't sustain this alone. In order to expand the program further and make it more available to people, the city needs to collaborate more with provincial and federal governments too. Howson. Chong is a climate campaigner with the Toronto Environmental Alliance. They're a city movement that's encouraging council to adopt greener, healthier, and more equitable solutions. It is no secret that Toronto is behind on its net zero targets, a point of contention when the city met to review its climate strategy in November. A recent fall report from the Atmospheric Fund found emissions were going up, not down. Chong and I talked about heat pumps and where they fit in here. We also talked more about what the city could be doing to cut down carbon emissions when they look at this budget to meet those ambitious targets, or whether that's still a possibility at all anymore. Here's more of that conversation. Chong says this is challenging work, but it's still possible to meet those targets by 2030. He's seen a lot of interest on the ground, neighborhoods organizing heat pump parties where they can learn how installations work from their community, and in city buildings like the Etobicoke Olympian that's currently undergoing a deep retrofit. But he says there's still more work to do, particularly when it comes to educating people about climate change in a Field of Dreams type fashion. Climate disinformation isn't new. According to a report from McGill University, survey responses from 2024 saw that most Canadians believe in climate change, but less than half believe they are currently impacted by climate change. We asked Howson Chong about this mentality. Here's his response. Extreme heat is now much more frequent. Toronto saw more than 20 days of heat above 30 degrees Celsius last summer. To hit Canada's climate targets, research from the Canadian Climate Institute shows that more than 10% of heating in Canada must come from heat pumps by 2030. And while that seems like a long time, 2030 is just under 4 years away now. This story was fact-checked by Kinza Zafar. We're broadcasting out of Met Radio CJTM 1280 in downtown Toronto. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Mia Johnson.